Jane says it's revolting. Art, did you say? Shame on the deliverers. Seriously, Jeff. Lisa Scafetti, g'day.
Hi, Jeff. How are you going?
Well, you do want people to talk about it, and people are talking about it. Do you like it?
I love it. I didn't think I would love it as much as I do. I was kind of ambivalent, although supportive, when I first saw the picture. But now that I see it in real life, in situ, I have to say it's great. And I think the word that Alana used that I really relate to is the juxtaposition of something so extraordinary within a more traditional sort of environment. And, yeah, you know, good public art is the kind of public art that has, you know, a whole set of opinions surrounding and swirling it. So this is getting lots of ticks in that way.
And you would also know that in this reasonably conservative town, and I think we can say that with just a hint of a nod and a wink, people are very good at listing the things they don't like rather than the things they like. It will arouse people's attention. Do you think this kind of art is something that people warm to? And I'd probably use as an example Federation Square in Melbourne, a very different kind of space, but nonetheless something that people were hugely critical of when they first saw it, its evolution. But as time has gone on, they've grown to love it as what a part of Melbourne is.
Well, two quick observations and comments. My view is that most people don't understand what public art is. Most people would think a bronze statue is public art. And we have been criticised for having too many statues around the city. Personally, I'm of the view that statues are more memorials to people of note, you know, in times past.
Dare we say statues can be a bit boring sometimes?
Well, that's right, and we have quite a lot of them, and there's still room for more in a growing city as we appropriately would choose to commemorate certain individuals. But I think what we do lack in this city is more abstract art for people to make of it what they want to, and obviously this one is extremely abstract, but what I love about it the most is the fact that children will be able to climb on it, you know, play with it, touch it, and really interact and engage with it. It's not something that you only need to look at. I hope people don't graffiti it. It absolutely breaks my heart to see graffiti occurring, particularly on our new glass bus stops in the city, but that's a story for another day.
Sure.
I think that we are really deliberately turning the civic space, the Forest Place, into a truly interactive area. We've got the new stage just behind it. And next year, the City of Perth will also be commissioning a Yeppe Hein piece, which is a water feature which children would also enjoy, adults too, probably, running in and around the water spurts that come out of that. So we're deliberately making our well-known and much-loved civic art of Perth Forest Place an area that will be visited more than ever before.